The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says, Uthman radiyallahu anhu is from me and I am from Uthman. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He says that every prophet has a companion, and my companion in Jannah, my companion in paradise is Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Another beautiful narration says, by the intercession of Uthman radiyallahu an, 70,000 people will enter Jannah without accountability, upon whom hell would have been binding, hell would have become necessary. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a part of that intercession of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any accountability. Ameen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has also stated, modesty is from iman. Modesty, haya, is from iman. And the most genuinely modest one from my ummah is Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, the foundation of modesty on which iman is based upon was laid by Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu an. Even the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we've heard, used to feel shy of Sayyidina Uthman. He says, I have neither sung any useless poetry or nor wished ever to do so during the pre-Islamic era of ignorance and neither after embracing Islam. The right hand by which I took the bay'at pledge in the blessed hands of the most noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have never ever touched my private area with that hand. He radiallahu anhu further states, I fold my hands and limbs due to being shy of Allah azza wa jal when I take a ritual bath in the enclosed room. Subhanallah. This was the way and the manner of the modesty of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And this is a moment for all of us to ponder. Unfortunately, our lives are filled with immodest acts, immodest behavior, immodest conversation. Especially when a bunch of friends sit together, when a group of friends, a circle of friends sit together, they need a topic to come up with. You know, just have a think over that. The type of jokes that we come out with, the type of conversation that takes place in our friend circle, how much of it consists of immodesty? Immodesty, you know, even to the extent that if our parents or if somebody elderly and respectable was there, would we utter the same words from our mouth? And if we would not, then you know, we have to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. He is always watching everything. So if we would feel shy to utter such words, say such words in front of a person of our family, or a respected person, an elderly person, then how will we be able to read these out, these sentences out on the Day of Judgment in front of the entire creation? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us even a small droplet of the modesty that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an possessed.